Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused?
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turner around 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck. from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a big game for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack, along with Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Live stream audio of the Jackson Center Tigers, the number one seed in this region against the Rushi Raiders, the number three seed in this sectional tournament. They lock horns for the third time this year. Each team has won a game. Jackson Center won opening weekend of the year at Rushi. Rushi rebounded over halfway through the regular campaign to knock off Jackson Center in OT at Jackson Center. As I noted, Jackson Center the one seed, Rushi the three seed. Throw all of the scores, all of the records, the seeds out the window, Chuck. It's a new year tonight. It all starts.
All right.
These two teams are 0-0, you might say. Anything goes tonight. Everything's on the line. The winner advances on to a district championship game next Friday at the UD Arena against Franklin Monroe. The upper bracket sectional champ, Fort Loramie, meets either Cincy Christian or Miami Valley Christian next Friday at the UD Arena. Times to be determined. So much at stake here tonight, Chuck.
Well, we talked about this last night. Everybody likes to come here. This atmosphere is amazing. But you come here to get to go play at UD Arena, and that's what these kids are hoping for, both sets. It's going to be disappointment on one side and jubilation on the other side. And I can come in with a feel for a game and kind of feel who's got the momentum.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure tonight. I'm a betting man, and I don't think I couldn't put a spread on this game, and I wouldn't bet it.
Well, last year here in this sectional tournament, it was predicted to be pretty even, Steven, and the game didn't turn out as billed. Jackson Center fell flat, deflated at the offensive end, scored 21 points. Rushi's defense was suffocating. Raiders beat the Tigers 37-21. Interestingly enough, Rushi is playing its best basketball of the year right now. Jackson Center is coming off victories here in the tourney against winless clubs.
Right.
What does all of that mean?
Well, I mean, I think Jackson, they need to have a good start, because you're right. They played two teams that were 0-22.
Yep.
And it's hard to get your kids pumped and ready to play no matter how hard you talk to them about it. On the other side, Rushi, they played two good tournament games, but they didn't exactly kill it coming down the stretch in the Shelby County League. So,
uh-uh.
You know, you never know what you're going to, you know what you're going to get with Jackson Center. You don't know what you're going to get with Rushi. They can be the best team in Division IV in this area, or they can really stink it up. So it just depends on what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, to follow up on what you just said, Rushi dropped its last two regular season games. Good opposition, Marion Local and Anna. Didn't look real good in either contest. Played them both at home. But did beat St. Henry early in the year and won a season beyond the halfway point, or I should say won a game on the road beyond the middle of the campaign at Jackson Center. Rushi, by and large, beat the teams it needed to beat, with the exception of Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center defeated Marion Local and Coldwater, both at home. The Tigers won some big non-league contests. I don't know what to think about this tonight either. The overtime game back in January was won by Rushi, a game in which Jackson Center led 6-8 points most of the way, was up the six with 6 minutes to go. Rushi got it tied in that game. Rushi hit 12 of 13 free throws. In the loss, Rushi got to the line just six times. In Jackson Center's victory, 15 of 18 at the stripe early in the regular season.
Right.
At Rushi, where the Tigers hit the free throw line, only made 7 of 13 in the overtime setback to Rushi.
Well, so free throws have been a big factor. And it's going to be tonight, which it always is, and rebounding and turnovers. But it's going to be how the game's called, too. Because if it's called real tight, I think that favors Rushi. If they let him play a little bit, Jackson Center's defense could be real tough. But the key in this whole thing, there's games where Daniel Kearns has totally disappeared in basketball games. In these two tournament games, he's been the best player on the floor in this tournament for the two games that he's played here.
And I will say this, Daniel Kearns against Jackson Center is overdue for a real good one. He had 19 points combined in the two games against the Tigers in the regular season. The X factor in the overtime win for Rushi over Jackson Center was second-team All-Shelby County League performer Mason Daypour, one of his best contests of the entire year. He had 16 points on the road. Jordan York had 19 in that game for Rushi. In the loss to Rushi, the Jackson Center got 15 from T.J. Esser. Aiden Reichert was held to 13. Aiden was huge in that opening weekend of the year victory by Jackson Center at Rushi. Aiden Reichert was dynamite in that game. He pumped in 18 points. 7 for 8 was Aiden at the free throw line. So he got fouled often, cashed in the first game of the year between the two. Jackson Center won the battle inside. They didn't win the battle inside in the second game. Rushi out-endured Jackson Center in that contest. The winning team got 60 points in one game, 48 in the other. Unless Rushi can dictate the pace, Chuck, we might not get to 50 in this game.
Well, they need to dictate it. They need to get out and run and try to – they need to beat the stifling man-to-man defense to the other end. And they have the ability to do that. If they rebound and outlet and go, boy, they are tough to stop.
Carter Francis, 25 points in the two games with Jackson Center for the Rushi Raiders this year. Another big X factor, he had 25. T.J. Esser had 15 points in the loss against the Raiders in the game at Jackson Center. What players will step up? That's what it boils down to. We know Kearns will play big. We know Reichert will play big. Each one will be in double figures. We're assured of that. What other individuals will hit the double digits mark and support their team leaders?
Well, yeah, I mean, Will Sherman had a terrific game on Wednesday night, or Thursday, whatever night, Thursday night.
And he has been starting with regularity.
Yeah, they've been starting. They need to, Mason Daypour could be a key in this thing tonight. He's a good basketball player, but sometime in the past, in big games, he's tried to do too much, and he had some huge turnovers against Anna when they were making a comeback. He's got to play within himself tonight. Yep. And let these outstanding playmakers that he has make some baskets.
Rushi might have a little more depth on the interior if fouls do become a problem. I'm not so real confident in saying that, but when you look at the heights and weights of these young men and the experience, Rushi may have a minor advantage in that area. Raiders, coming into the season, Chuck, most experienced club in the Shelby County League, at least on paper, with seniors returning. They really didn't live up to that top billing over the course of the campaign. Finished third in a tie with Fort Loramie in the league standings. But I tell you what, these Rushi Raiders seniors are hungry ball players right now.
Well, we talked about Daniel Kearns, Jordan York. That kid, he's a real good shooter from the outside with an unorthodox release. But he is strong inside. And if they play the kind of defense they played last year, it's going to be tough for Jackson.
Oh, yeah. One name we have not mentioned, Trent Platfoot, Jackson Center Tigers. He had 23 points, 4 threes in the two games between the two clubs in the regular season. Trent can be a difference maker.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. He single-handedly willed Jackson Center to the victory over Fort Loramie at the Tigers gym late in the campaign.
Well, he and Reichert are the two that they've got to have big games. They are the two studs on this team, and they got to have big games.
Speaking of big games, I guess who the officials are working this big game. We recognize all three of them, including Mr. Bachman.
Yeah, we got Kyle Bachman here. And I say this, and his head just swells. But of all the years I coached, he was the best basketball player I ever coached.
Well, we expect a swell work, a swell officiated game from this crew here tonight. Jackson Center, Rushi at stake. A berth in the district championship next Friday at the UD Arena. The opponent would be Franklin Monroe. Thanks so much to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. And also in Sydney, Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Starting lineups in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It is noisy,
loud,
and raucous here at Garbage Inn, Pickwell High School. Stage is set. Jackson Center Tigers, 19-5, the number one seed. The Rushi Raiders, 16-8, the number three seed. They lock horns for a lower bracket sectional championship in boys division four. The winner advances on to the district in UD next Friday against Franklin Monroe. Jackson Center in the road, black, white numbers outlined in orange. Rushi, the home white, blue numerals. Blue Rushi across the front, trimmed in gold. Opening tip to start the game. Daniel Kearns, Aiden Reichert. It's won by the Tigers. Jackson Center with the ball, forecourt to the right. Trent Platfoot starts at guard. 12.5 points a game, 6'1 senior. He's joined by T.J. Esser out front, a 6-foot senior, 8 points a game. Aiden Reichert, 14 a game in the middle, 6'4" sophomore. He's got the ball ahead of the key. Pitch and catch 30 feet away. Christopher Elkert, 5'9 junior at guard, as Reichert lets it fly straight on, hit the rim, hit the backboard, rebound smacked out. Jackson Center controls again. Here is Elkert running into the lane, a little leaner from 10, hit the iron, kicked away, out of bounds in the corner. Jackson Center 0-for-2 here at the start.
Two good looks at it, just didn't drop.
Jaron Reese, the fifth starter for Jackson Center, 6'2 junior forward. Here comes Rushi into the forecourt. Mason Daypour leads the charge. 5'11 junior guard. Throws foul line to Will Sherman. Sherman's got the ball. 6'2" senior. Jordan York and Daniel Kearns in the middle of the floor. York, 6'3 senior. Kearns, 6'5 senior. Fifth starter, Evan Monier, 5'10 senior guard. Rushi taking a lot of time off the clock. Here's York feeding Kearns in the lane. He's doubled. Foul line to Will Sherman. Open 15-footer. Hit the front rim. Backboard. In it rolled. Good. Favorable hop off the iron for Rushi to start. Raiders lead it 2-0. We played 90 seconds. Tigers, deep right corner. It is Reichert. Back to the basket. On top to Elkert. Left side of the floor. Platfoot. He juggles. Hangs on. Flatfoot picked up by Monier. Flatfoot through the top of the circle. In the regular season, Rushi won by 7, 60-53 at Jackson Center. Tigers won opening weekend of the year at Rushi, 48-44. Jackson Center went 9-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi 7-5. Outside the arc, right wing, Elker gets a screen. Long three-pointer. You can count it. Boy, that one brought down snow flurries. Christopher Elkert bombs away, Chuck.
Well, that's a good start for him. They need him to have some baskets from out there.
He's got range, and he made it from long range. Here is Mason Daypour. Foul line extended left for Rushi. He's got space in the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer. Bingo! Mason Daypour and Will Sherman connect on deuces here at the start for Rushi, which leads 4-3. 5.5 to go in the opening stanza. Esser's got the ball 25 feet away. Rushi in a man-to-man. Mason Daypour on Elkert. Left-hand pass, swings it into the corner to Flatfoot. On top to Reichert. Good matchup there. Reichert Kearns. Aiden goes to work into the lane. Shuffles off to the cutter, Jaron Reese. He's got a gimme. Reichert made it happen with his penetration. 5-4, Jackson Center in the lead by one as Jordan York comes barreling down the floor. Right side of the hardwood. Defensive foul, Jackson Center not set. 5:06 left in the first. 5-4. Tigers up one, inbounding Kearns. baseline, 10 feet right of the rim. On the arc to Will Sherman. Left flank to Daypour. Mason on the bounce. Gives it right back to Sherman. Short corner, Kearns. Back to the basket, he's doubled. Now to Sherman, straight away Daypour. Shot fake. Right back inside to Kearns. And it's flicked away by the man doubling down, Jaron Reese. But he caught a piece of the hand of Kearns. Foul number two on Jaron.
That's his second. And boy, they need him out there. He's not a big scorer for him, but he's a rebounder and a defender.
And right out of the chute, one of the starters must sit because of two personal fouls. It was Common. Inbound to DeMonier in the right corner. Bullet-like pass, baseline left to Sherman. He went off the floor to save it. Inbounds, but right to a Tiger. Here's Elkert darting up ahead to Platfoot. Shot fake into the top of the circle. He's got room to roam. Right down the lane. Missed the banker. Rushi's got the board. 4:30 left in the first. 5-4 Tigers. Rushi runs the floor well. Jordan York fires a seed. Oh, what a throw to Monier. Cutting in from the other side of the floor on the fast break goal. Monier got the two-pointer. Raiders by one, 6-5. 4:12 to go, opening period. Here's Aiden Reichert, 30 feet away on the left. Kearns comes out to put a hand up in his face. Reichert around Kearns. Aiden goes to work down the lane. Running one-hander, half hook. No good. High off the backboard. Didn't catch the rim. Rebound Rushi. Four court to a left. Kearns posts up. 7-foot bank shot. Flatfoot's on him. He hits it. Daniel Kearns in the post. He wound up with the shorter Platfoot defending.
Yeah, they had a good switch there, and Kearns has just been on fire.
8-5, Rushiba 3. Riker's got the ball baseline left. Straight away it goes to Garrett Heitkamp, who checked in for Jaron Reese. Heitkamp, a 5'11 junior guard. A drop off in size right there of a good 4 inches for Jackson Center with that changeout. Here's Heitkamp. Heitkamp, a better shooter from out on the floor, though, than Reese. Now Reichert's got it. Picks up his dribble 25 feet away. Gives it to Trent Platfoot. Platfoot to the foul line. Below it, awkward fadeaway. Off to the right. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Monier in the left corner of the floor. 3 minutes of play in the first. Monier spots York in the lane. He catches. Turnaround fadeaway from 10. A little heavy. Rebound speared by Platfoot. He comes dashing down the floor. Gives it up to Elkert in the right corner. 8-5, Rushi. 2:45 left, opening quarter. Deep in the left corner, it is Esser. Out back to Elkert. He's available from three-point territory, and he airballed it out of bounds. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter.
Daypour did a nice job of running it at Elkert without fouling him that time. Made him change his shot.
And he bothered him, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
A long three-pointer was hindered, and it was not even close. Thank you, In Between, from which you've just heard, the In Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Call Chris North, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Here's Evan Monier, 25 feet away for Rushi. Ball had been kicked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Here's a muff pass. York traces it down at midcourt. Rushi still has it. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Baseline right, Daypour. Looks inside for Kearns, can't find him. To York, deep three, right corner. Overshot it. Monier might have gotten away with an over-the-shoulder foul. Wasn't whistled. Jackson Center recovered the rebound. Forecourt right. It goes on the play to Platfoot. Bounce pass left side to Garrett Heitkamp. Minute 42 to go. First quarter. 8-5 Rushi. Platfoot outside the arc. Right wing. Heitkamp headed the key. They look inside for Reichert. And Heitkamp makes an angle pass. Cross court. Deflected. Stolen by Rushi. Here comes Mason Daypour. Here comes Monier. Now Mason on top. Minute 26 to go in the first. Raiders by 3 points. Right side throw to Monier. He's inside the arc. Lets it fly. It hit the back brace. Long rebound. Volleyballed out by Kearns to Daypour. Rushi still controls. Daypour foul line. Jump shoots. Missed it. Moving screen anyway on Rushi.
Caught it on Kearns. I'll tell you what. Normally, Jackson Center. I usually have like a nice little conversation with Scott Elker before the game. He is in no mood to chat with anything about anybody. He is fired up tonight.
Was he intense?
Yes, he is intense. He gave me a handshake.
1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Rushi 8, Jackson Center 5, Heitkamp foul line, into the post to Reichert, spin move,
wow.
Left-handed half hook, up and good, off the backboard, around Daniel Kearns. Two lefties, a couple of southpaws, one with senior experience, the other with a lot of experience already, just a soft. Kearns the 12th grader, Reichert the 10th, each one battling hard, each with a field goal inside. In the opening quarter, 30 seconds left, 8-7, 1 point lead, Rushi, clock winding down, 23-22. Dave Poore has retreated to the timeline for the Raiders. The court is still spread. Head coach Scott Elkert motioning for Jackson Center to sag back in. Not give Mason Daypore some driving room. Here's the high screen from York. Mason Daypore wheels. Foul line extended left. Turnaround fadeaway. Swish! He hit it with 2 seconds left in the opening quarter. Oh, a heck of a one-on-one play by Mason Daypore. A sizzling turnaround fadeaway. He held the ball the last half minute of the first quarter. He knew what he wanted to do, and he made Jackson Center pay. Raiders up 3 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Lower bracket, Division 4, boys sectional final here at Piqua. And the second 8 minutes open up with a travel violation on Daniel Kearns out on the perimeter. Jackson Center's got the ball behind the 3. Jaron Reese is still not on the floor for the Tigers. He went out with 2 fouls in the first few minutes of the game for the orange and black. Here's Elkert between the rings, picked up by Daypore. Down the left side to Platfoot. Platfoot checked by Minor on the arc. Screen set by Reichert. He rolls. Platfoot doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Garrett Heitkamp. High right. He throws up a long one, a skyscraper that clanged off the rim and ricocheted out of bounds in the corner of the floor. So far, Chuck, with the exception of a made 3 by Christopher Elkert, a good post-up move by Aiden Reichert, Tigers really aren't getting the shots they would prefer to have.
No, Rucci's doing a nice job defensively, keeping them out of the paint.
A minute gone, second quarter. Mason Daypore high right. Now to Jordan York. He starts into the lane. Oh, a little clever bounce pass for Sherman, but it is fumbled, and Jackson Center comes away with it. Elker down the floor, gives it up to Platfoot. Platfoot picked up by Adam Daypore, who's in now. 5'9 junior. Here's a good drive by Platfoot. He motors in from the right wing. It bounced off, no good. Stick back, yes! It's good. Aiden Reichert on the rebound shot, and a foul. He was tagged on the shoulder as he put it through. Flat-footed, missed it. Good offensive board work, Aiden Reichert, 10-9, Rushi. Reichert, 3-point play chance. Left-handed free throw, swish.
He's a streaky free throw shooter. He's either right on or he's terrible.
Yep, he's up and down. Jekyll and Hyde, we've seen him both ways. 10-10 tie. 6:32 left to go, second quarter. Here's York. Here's Daypore. Outside the arc on the right. Straight away, Adam Daypore. Adam looks for Mason, goes into the post to York. York against Riker. York spins, jump hook,
wow.
8-footer, got it. Money in the bank right there.
Nothing you can do about that if you're going to let him catch it that deep.
Daniel Kearns on the sideline. He's got a breather right now for Rushi. He'll check back in momentarily. Here is Christopher Elker through the top of the key. Outside the arc to Platfoot. Adam Vapor falls down. Ball handed to T.J. Esser. Around York goes Esser into the lane, off balance. And York hacked him on the wrist.
He got the ball, but then he came off and got some arm. He doesn't agree, but I saw the foul.
Yep, good call by the referee. Two free throws, T.J. Esser of Jackson Center, which trails 12-10. 5:57 to go here in the second quarter. Thanks to some new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Both free throws, T.J. Esser, right on target. Each one rolled down through the ropes to tie the game at 12. Rushi in the half court right in front of us. We got a push off against the Tigers. Three team fouls each way. Two of the three on Jackson Center on Jaron Reese. Ball inbounded left corner, Evan Monier for the Raiders. Game tied at a dozen. Now 30 feet away, it's Mason Daypour on the dribble against Blackfoot. Outside the arc, right wing, Evan Monier. Coming out to catch, Will Sherman, head of the key. Good lob down on the inside. Daniel Kearns has got position. He's beyond Riker. He caught it. He scored it. Riker fouled him.
Well, and that showed a little bit sophomore mistake because he let him catch it too deep, and then instead of just letting him go up, he fouled him with no chance to block the shot.
And Daniel Kearns is at the stripe to convert the three-point play, and he does just that. 15-12, Rushi back on top of three. Here come the Tigers, forecourt right. On the arc, it's Christopher Elkert, 25 feet away. Veers left, elbow in the left now. Goes to Blackfoot. He chucks up a long three-pointer.
Wow.
Swisheroo, right on the money, spot on. Trent Blackfoot from way downtown. He was out on A Street. Tied at 15. Foul line extended to the right. It's Monier. He's available for Rushi. Bingo! He counters.
Woo. Good start to the game, isn't it? This is a whole lot better than what we watched last night.
Yep, hot shooting. 4:47 to go. Second quarter, 17-15 in favor of Rushi. Elkert on the arc to Platfoot. Platfoot on the bounce. Now to Garrett Heitkamp. Picked up by Adam Daypour. Heitkamp dribbles behind the back. A weaved Elkert, shot fake. He steps to the foul line, in the lane, dumps it off to Aiden Reichert. He bobbled, lost it. Rushi has it. Deep left corner, Monier. Right back into Kearns immediately. And maybe a reach. Is it on Aiden Reichert, or is it on a guard?
It's going to be on Heitkamp.
Foul is on 15, Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Tell you what, Chuck, every time down the floor, Rushi's on a mission. Get it in the half court. ASAP and get it to the post.
Well, that's how they have to play, and they do a very nice job of it.
17-15 Raiders. Ball lobbed it out back to Daypour. Mason's got it. Five team fouls in Jackson Center. Now to Kearns. Ball whipped into the right corner. It's Monier. Elbow on the right. That's where he made one a moment ago. He's there again. Shot fake and scores. Evan Monier connects on a pair. Two straight field goals by him. Rushi with its biggest advantage, 19-15. 3:56 to go here in the second quarter. Heitkamp, head of the key for Jackson Center. In to Aiden Reichert in the post. He's doubled. Back to Heitkamp on the arc. Foul line extended left. It is Elkert. Right back into the middle of Reichert. Right around Kearns. Had a good look. Overshot it. Weak side board. Snared by Rushi. 3:30 left to go, second quarter. 4-point lead, Raiders. Daypour straight on. Foul line extended left to York. Little sloppy. Here's a steal by Esser. Esser down the floor against Mason Daypour. All the way to the cup. No good, but a foul against the Raiders.
Well, good steal by Esser and a good job by Daypore. He threw a bad pass and turned it over. Didn't give up and went down and made sure they got to shoot free throws.
Couple of foul shots here for T.J. Esser for the Jackson Center Tigers to try to trim the Rushi edge to two. The first one is right there, 19-16. Raiders up three, 3:24 left in the second quarter. Second shot, T.J. Esser of Jackson Center. He flexes the knees, pumps, good again, 19-17. Both teams looking pretty good at the stripe. 3:17 to go, first half. It's been well played, good shooting. Far left wing, Monier dumps it down inside to York. York fell down, slid to the floor. Heitkamp garners the loose ball for Jackson Center, which gets a timeout. 3:12 left till the end of the half. 2-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
As we return to action here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, with Rushi leading Jackson Center by two, 19-17, and 3:12 to go in the second quarter. We'd like to tell you that the Sydney Yellow Jackets possess a 13-7 lead over Springfield after one. Here's Jackson Center inbounding. Steal, Mason Daypore. Daypore pulls up. 15-footer. Circled the iron twice. Rebounding foul. Raiders over the back.
They call that on York, and that's his second.
Yep, York's got two. Reese has got two.
I think they call the second foul because I saw York's jersey being pulled out, and then he turned and kind of slapped the hand away, and that's what they called.
Yep, the tug of the jersey of a Jackson Center might have been omitted. Foul went against York. 2-point lead Raiders. Jackson Center's flat foot enters the lane. Flips it behind him to Heitkamp. Long bomb, three-pointer. Little heavy, left side of the rim. No. Rebound Rushi. Guarding up ahead, it's Monier. Monier goes cross court. Carter Francis, who had a spell on Jackson Center during the season, two very good games, catches it. Goes to Mason Daypore out high. Ball flipped into the lane to Kearns. Kearns turns with the left hand. Easy does it. 10-footer. Spot on. Daniel Kearns.
That is unstoppable if you let him catch it there. That kid is on a roll.
You're right on, Chuck. He cannot be defended when he gets it that low. His arms are so long. He stands 6'5". He makes it look simple. Oh, here's Christopher Elkert dancing through the top of the circle for Jackson Center. Down below the foul line, and he floats in a runner.
Well, Daypore, because Elkert's known as a three-point shooter, has got to get up on top of him, and Elkert's doing a good job going around him.
Raiders by two, 21-19, 1:46 to go, second quarter. Rushi in forecourt to our left, a grabbing foul against Jackson Center. Carter Francis had his arm twisted. Raiders throw it back in. 16 fouls now in Jackson Center. Outside the arc of the left, Carter Francis. Straightaway Kearns behind the foul line. 17-footer. Missed it long. Rebound way out on the floor. Blackfoot tracks it down for Jackson Center. Cross court to Elkert. Elkert straight away. Left wing Esser available. Three-pointer. Buries it. He buries it. Jackson Center's got the lead.
And one more point than they got in the whole game last year.
You're right. Rushi beat him a year ago, 37-21. Tigers now lead with five straight points, 22-21, orange and black. A minute to go, first half. Mason Daypore squeezes into the lane, turns, fades, missed the 12-footer. Rebound Aiden Riker. He gallops down the floor. Aiden on the run, pulls up in time. Down to Platfoot, triple on the way. Good! Tigers are growling. Jackson Center heating up. Eight straight by the orange and black. Raiders down four. 46 seconds to go. Second quarter. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, about 90 seconds ago, Chuck, Rushi led 21-17, and Jackson Center has poured in 8 straight points.
Well, they're doing such a good job. I mean, Esser hit, Platfoot's hit 2 threes. Yeah, they're playing really well right now.
T.J. Esser and Trent Platfoot knock down triples. The Tigers lead it 25-21. Half minute to go, first half. Here's Kearns in the post. He's tripled. Out back to Sherman. Right corner, Mason Daypour. On top to Sherman. Wants to go to Kearns. Good perimeter defense. Ball was deflected. Punched up in the air by Esser. It's loose, and the Tigers have it. Up the floor, Elkert. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Elkert to Platfoot. I said third quarter, I meant second. Let's don't hurry this game along too much.
No, this is too much fun.
It's a good one. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Tigers out of the corner. Deep three. It is missed by Heitkamp. Rebound, Mason Daypour. He chucks along. 60-footer. No good. Buzzer sounds. First quarter's in the books. Jackson Center with a fine spurge. A fine surge by the Tigers to end the second quarter, lifting the orange and black to a 4-point lead over the blue and gold at halftime. At stake, a berth in next Friday's district at the UD Arena. The opponent would be Franklin Monroe. The other Piqua sectional champ is qualified. That's Fort Laramie. The Redskins will take on Miami Valley Christian or Cincinnati Christian, which is favored in tonight's game down at Cincinnati Taylor. Well, a fine spurt, but Jackson Center closing out play in the second quarter, and the Tigers possess a 4-point lead at the break, 25-21. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family of four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And welcome back to Piqua High School, Garbrey Gym. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. About 7 minutes away from the third quarter, Rushi led most all of the first half except the last 2 minutes of that second period of play. Raiders then began to cool off at the same time. The Jackson Center Tigers heated up. And Jackson Center tossed in the last 8 points of quarter number two to spring from a 21-17 deficit to a 25-21 lead. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, you're exactly right. Rushi led for 11 minutes and 8 seconds in the first half. It was tied for 223. Jackson only led for 229, got the lead at the end of the half, though. It's shooting for Jackson Center. They were 8 of 19, 42%. 4 of 9 shooting threes. That's your key, 44%. Made all 5 of their free throws. Rushi, 10 of 16, 63%. 0 for 2 shooting threes. 1 for 1 from the free throw line. They have a 10-7 rebounding advantage. Jackson has 2 offensive rebounds, and the Raiders have 1. Rushi turned the ball over 7 times. Jackson turned it over 3. Rushi has a 12-6 advantage in the paint, and Jackson has a 7-2 advantage off of turnovers and 3 second-half points or second-chance points, 3-0 in favor of Jackson. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Daniel Kearns with 7. Ethan Monier had a good first half. He had 6. They got 4 from Mason Dayport, 2 from Will Sherman, 2 from Jordan York. They scored 10 and 11, 21 at the half. Jackson was led by T.J. Esser with 7. 6 from Trent Platfoot, 5 from Aiden Reichert. They got 5 from Christopher Elkert, 2 from Jaron Reese. They scored 7 and 18, and they lead it 25-21 at the half.
Chuck, my observation, Rushi needs to vary its attack a little bit. A few late second quarter passes into the post to Daniel Kearns seemed to be telegraphed, and Jackson Center was aware, got used to that. Deflections occurred, and Rushi had a couple possessions without a shot at the basket, empty possessions, and that's when Jackson Center strung together 3 or 4 hoops in a row.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing a little high-low because they've got York and they've got Kearns, and they could put, if they would flash York up and catch and then have Kearns roll into the lane, now you've taken the help away from the person guarding guarding York. And that leaves him one-on-one with Reichert in the lane. So I would like to see a little bit of that. Also, if they throw the ball in, when you pass it in, you can't pass and stand. You got to pass and move someplace else on the arc.
Yep.
So the defender has to play you, and then they can maybe, for they only shot 2 threes and missed them both. I think they need to make some threes to win the game.
That's a very good point, too. Rushi's tried to enter the ball into Kearns a few times from straightaway middle of the floor. And you might not get it to him. He doesn't have a real good shooting angle if he catches it there. Jackson Center began to defend Rushi very well as that first half progressed.
Well, they defend you well, and Rushi, on the other hand, is playing excellent defense, too. This has been a terrific first half.
Mason Dayport has been pretty solid for the Raiders. He's taken the bull by the horn.
Yeah, he was 2 of 4 from the floor. Handles the ball constantly. Only had 1 turnover. He had 3 steals. He had a real good first half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Jackson Center 25, Rushi 21 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Pickwish Garbury, Jim, Jackson Center 25, Rushi 21. We're a couple minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Lower bracket boys D4 sectional championship at stake, a berth in the D4 district title game. There are three of them next Friday at the UD Arena. The winner of this contest would take on Franklin Monroe at a time to be determined, 5:30, 7:30, or 9:30. Fort Loramie is already qualified for one of those slots. And Fort Loramie will play the winner of tonight's game down at Cincinnati Taylor between Miami Valley Christian and Cincinnati Christian, which is the favored club. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and that cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special tonight on Saturday, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. That banquet room upstairs seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center has you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Priced to fit your budget with finance options. Applications easy. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Just west of I-75, Route 47. Go, Goffney. We got you covered. And don't forget Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect-fitting mattress. We start action here in the third quarter. Jackson Center works the ball neatly for about 25 seconds, and Jaron Reese gets it on the block, low post left. He lays it up and in around the defender, York of Rushi. And the Tigers have the biggest lead of this game, 6 points.
Well, Riker moved, played defense. They had moved with the ball. They had to come help out, and he did a nice job of finding Reese down on the block.
Good assist by Riker. Jackson Center knocks it out of bounds underneath the Rushi basket. Raiders throw it into York in the paint. Awkward fadeaway from 10. Wild off the board. Rebound Tigers. Chance to go up 8 or 9. Ball thrown deep in the left corner. Fed to Reese by Esser. He juggled, could not hang on.
He sat almost the entire first half, so he needs to get the jitters out a little bit. Everybody else got him out in the first half.
A minute consumed here in the third quarter. 2 points for the Tigers in this period. They lead it to 6, 27-21. Rushi has not scored now in 3.5 minutes in this game. Top of the circle, York is open for Rushi. There we go. He fires in a three-pointer. It rolled right down through the ropes. Good looking jumper by York. 27-24, Jackson Center by three. Here's Elkert behind the screen. A long one, a high one. Oh, it's good. Christopher Elkert from way downtown. That shot, Chuck, every bit as high as it was lengthy.
It brought rain almost.
30-24, Jackson Center by six. 6:16 to go, third quarter. Kearns foul line. Now to Mason Depore on the arc. Coming out to get it, Evan Monier. To York in the right corner, starts a drive, fades back, line drive, triple. He buries another one. Jordan York sinks it from distance.
Well, they're having trouble getting it to Kern, so why not? The kid's got an unorthodox three-point shot, but he makes it.
You talked about the importance of Rushi making some threes during our halftime conversation, and the Raiders heard you. Here's a pass to Reichert, foul line. Batted free by Rushi. Rushi on the steal. Monier down the floor to Mason Daypour. Transition basket. It's good. A foul on the Tigers. Rushi within one. What a terrific driving layup in congestion by Mason Daypour. Good overplay by Rushi at the defensive end. And that led to the live ball mistake and a run out the other way. Free throw by Daypour is short, no good. Rebound baseline, Jackson Center. Tigers maintain control, then Rushi deflects it out of bounds.
I think the Rushi bench wanted to travel, and I think they had a point.
5 minutes, 32 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center's six-point advantage whittled down to one. Here's Platfoot 30 feet away. Platfoot runs into Reichert, and then Trent circles other direction. Elker top of the circle, foul on. Uh-oh, moving screen. Yep, it's against Esser.
He acts like he's a little surprised. That was an obvious moving screen.
Yep, he was not set. Definitely in motion. Contact could not be ignored. Advantage gained to Jackson Center. Foul called against the Tigers as a result. 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's a lob pass out high by Dayport. Down inside to York. York leaps, catches, flips it back onto the court of play. Rushi saved itself from a miscue right there. 4:50 left in the third. Jackson Center by one. York on the right wing. Heitkamp on him. York with two threes in this period. High left, it goes to Evan Monier. Left corner, Dayport. Guarded by Platfoot. Mason starts a drive, pulls up. Baseline left to York. York, short corner, 15 feet away. Around Reichert, leans in, hits a seven-footer.
Daniel Kearns.
Who did I say?
York.
I'm sorry. It was Daniel Kearns all the way. York was not even in the picture. York made two fielders early from distance in this quarter. That was Daniel Kearns. A dandy move by him to give Rushi a one-point edge. Here's Elkert down the lane. Leaves it right corner. Jump shot, Esser. Three-pointer. Way short. Rebound fumbled away. Out of bounds. Off of black shirt. Rushi feeling it now. Up one. 31-30.
Aiden Reichert needs to relax. That was his ball to just pick up and make a layup, and he fumbled it out of bounds.
It sure did. He muffed it. And as a result, Rushi's got an opportunity to go up three or four. Right wing York, Heitkamp now chest to chest on him after York is connected twice behind the arc. Here's a drive. York put it on the deck. He took a shoulder from Heitkamp. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders below the Rushi hoop.
You know how you know you have three good officials because they're getting ripped on both ends of the floor and they act like they're not hearing a thing. And that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, up in a real good game, Chuck. As a referee, you're 50% wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
100% of the time. Here is Mason Dayport, top of the circle. Rushi up one. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. 31-30 in favor of the blue and gold. Here's Monier, baseline left, shot fake. Down to Kearns. Kearns with Reichert between him and the basket. Doesn't shoot, positions, foul, bumping against Reichert, number two. 3:35 left to go here in the third quarter. Rushi up one inbounding. It goes on the block to York below the rim. He muscles toward the basket. Left it short. Tough break for Jordan.
That was the easiest shot he's had in the game.
Yep. Coming off a couple of lengthy threes. And that one from 3 feet away wouldn't drop for him. Jackson Center corralled the rebound. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Here's Platfoot through the top of the key. Behind him to Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the bounce, picked up by Sherman. Head coach Scott Elkert to her left. Holding her right arm in the air. Grabbing his wrist. Signaling a play. Christopher Elkert, right side, Aiden Reichert. He's got to get untracked. Fakes right, goes left. He's doubled. And the ball is jabbed into backcourt. Elkert runs it down for Jackson Center. Scattered floor now. Elkert on the go. Deep right corner, Heitkamp. Back outside to Christopher with 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Rushi up one. Drive by Elkert. Got in a little deep. He was bothered. Might have gotten away with a bit of a shuffle. Foul called, though, against the Raiders.
Called it on Kearns. I think that's only two. Nobody really in foul trouble. I think two is the most anybody has.
York, two. Kearns, two. Reichert, two. Reese, two. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the third. 1 point lead, Rushi. Jackson Center was up six earlier in the quarter. Ball inbounded to Reichert in the right corner.
That's the third.
Uh-oh, Rushi guilty of a shove, and it might be on Daniel Kearns. Wow.
Well, he did what you do in practice. The guy was setting a screen, and he kind of just pushed off with his hands, but he extended his arms. The official saw it.
Cannot do that. It was right below the rim on the inbounds pass, and at least two referees viewed it. And Daniel Kearns is at the bench with three. Deep left corner, Jackson Center. Shot faked by Elkert. Oh, he stumbled, nearly walked again. Gave it up to Platt, far left side of the floor. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Rushi up one. Jackson Center has led in this period, 27-21. Good rally by Rushi. Here's a deep right corner three by T.J. Esser. It's lofty. It comes down on the rim. Rebound jerked down by Monier of Rushi. Monier into the forecourt. Poked away by Jackson Center. Knocked free by Rushi. Stolen back by the Tigers. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Jackson Center behind by one. Christopher Elkert with both feet on the blue part of the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Look out, 35-footer Elkert. It is too heavy off the back iron. That was the longest shot in the tournament by far. And then Jordan York comes up the floor hastily, high dribble, turns it over.
That was just inside the volleyball line, and it wasn't a desperation shot. That was out of the offense.
That was a 35-footer by
He has the ability to hit that. The kid's got good range.
Yep. But you know, Chuck, he takes it as if he thinks it might be worth 4 points.
That should have been if it went again.
A minute 40 left to go in the third quarter. Tension being expressed by both teams. Nerves being felt. No point scored here in the last couple minutes. Blackfoot behind the arc, right flank. He drills it, and he hits the deck. He hits the deck. He lofted in a bomb. Trent Blackfoot scorching hot. Wow. He was flattened as he let it go. It went in from long range. He's at the stripe. A free throw, a four-point play chance. Free throw, Blackfoot, money in the bank. It's Blackfoot at the charity stripe.
Don't see a lot of four-point plays like that.
Nope. Blackfoot did it. And Jackson Center goes from one down to three up, just like that. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. High post, Sherman. Michael York on the floor. 6-2 forward for Rushi for Kearns. Long three-pointer jacked up in a hurry by Daypour. Way short. Rebound ricochets to the Tigers. A minute to go, third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 3, 34-31. Blackfoot down the right side. Aiden Riker picked up by Sherman. Aiden Riker takes into the paint. He's doubled. Back out to Blackfoot. He dropped it. Handed off to Esser. 56 to go in the third. Jackson Center ahead, 34-31. Here's Heitkamp. Step back, triple. Long. Rebound left corner. Track down by Blackfoot. Open 15-footer. Missed it. Rebound weak side. Sherman Raiders. Reach in, slap down foul against Esser of the Tigers.
Yeah, that's one of those. That's just silly. He went 90 feet away and fouled a kid. He's probably not going to score from there.
At Jackson Center, Chuck, two pretty good looks. That possession, one of them a three to go up by seven, the other one a two to go up by, or I should say a three to go up six, a two to go up five. Oh. Could not convert on either.
And that one by Platfoot, that putback. Go make that 9 out of 10.
Exactly. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi wants to play for one. Mason Daypour has brought it out near the timeline. The court is spread. Jackson Center sagging. Mason Daypour will ignite the offense at about the 8 or 9 second mark for Rushi. 16, 15, 14. Late third quarter. Tigers by 3. 34-31. Here's Daypour starting his move. 7 seconds left. He's outside the arc. Double by Riker. Here's a drive to Daypour to the rim. Powers to the goal. Got it. Jackson Center can do nothing with it. What a drive by Daypour. He beat Aiden Riker, who did not want to pick up foul number three. Three periods in the books. 34-33. Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support
support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we extend gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. It'll make your gift ideas come to life. And at Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., eight growing divisions. Rushi starts the fourth quarter. A chance to overtake Jackson Center here. Raiders down one. Monier near side to Mason Daypour. Deep right corner goes to Carter Francis. Behind him to York, who canned a couple of threes in that third period. The cutter in the lane is Monier, and he's got Elkert on his backside. Monier beats him to the spot. Elkert bowls his way into him from the rear. Foul, Tigers. 16 fouls on Jackson Center. Three on Rushi. Daniel Kearns inbounding. He's back on the floor. Three personals for the Raiders. He's got the ball in his hand. Baseline, 10 feet to the right of the rim. He peers in, lobs it near center line to Monier. Guarded by Elkert. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center up one. Mason Daypour. Elbow on the right. Good wraparound pass down inside to York. Reverse layup, Jordan York. He made it. He walked. It's disallowed. No basket.
Wow. I'm not sure I agree with that call.
One heck of a move by Jordan York.
And he made the shot, and I thought he got fouled.
It appeared to be a real good slippery move by York, but it's wiped away off the board. A minute gone here in the fourth. Jackson Center up one. Open Esser. Got a screen. Missed the tray. Rebound. Yanked down by Daniel Kearns. Backcourt to Mason Daypour. Daypour dribbles up the floor right in front of the Jackson Center defender. He cut off Blackfoot. Foul against Trent. 1-1. Mason Daypour of Rushi. And boy, that is so important. The Raiders are in the bonus the rest of the way. Only three team fouls on Rushi. 1-1, Daypour for the tie. He hits it. 34-34. 6:56 to go in this game. At stake, a berth in the district next Friday at the UD Arena against Franklin Monroe. Mason Daypour flips in both foul shots, and the Rushi Raiders have a one-point edge. 35-34. Trent Blackfoot, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Right side, Esser, 25 feet away. Heitkamp catches, straight on. Near side, Aiden Reichert. Have not heard from him for a while. Kearns checks him on the arc. Aiden goes baseline, short corner. Flips to Heitkamp at the elbow. Back to Aiden. To Heitkamp at the elbow again. Right back to Reichert. Baseline left, he's doubled. On the arc, three-pointer. Jackson Center, Heitkamp, swisharoo. A long one by Heitkamp.
Throw the ball inside. They double down on him, get it back out, make the three. That's picture basketball right there. Yep.
The defense flexed just enough to give clearance to Garrett Heitkamp for Jackson Center. And he made his first bucket of the night. Three-point lead, Tigers, 37-35. Here's a drive by York. York around Blackfoot. Flipped it up on the run. He got the roll. Good maneuver by York. And we're tied right back up at 37. 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, Chuck, this game makes up for the several blowouts we've had here at Cookeville this year.
This is a classic.
We've had numerous romps, and this one offsets several of those for certain. Here is Elkert, top of the circle, hand off to Platfoot. Now to Heitkamp. Only three team fouls on Rushi. A weave to Elkert, 25 feet away. Gets a high screen from Eichert. Here's a drive by Elkert down the lane, and he shovels it cleverly from down around his knees toward the rim, drawing a two-shot foul from Carter Francis.
Monier's got 6 points, and that's okay. He's doing a good job on Flatfoot here in the second half, playing defense.
Indeed. Elkert pretty crafty on that last drive by him. The free throw dips in, dips out. Second shot here, Christopher Elkert. He really didn't have a good angle to make that shot on the drive. But he knew in the back of his head he was going to get slapped. He got two free throws. Couldn't get the first one to trickle in. Here's the second one to give Jackson a one-point lead. It's on the way. Swish. 38-37. Tigers by one. 5:23 to go in the fourth. Here comes Mason Daypour up and over the timeline for Rushi. He's greeted by Platfoot 25 feet away. Looking in the right corner for York as Platfoot can't find him. On top to Sherman. In the post to Kearns. Punched up in the air by Reichert. Kearns gets it back. Fade away. Eight-footer. Banks it in. Rushi by one. Good balance by Kearns as he got that loose ball up in the air after Reichert had gotten a mitt on it. Kearns caught it, faded, and kissed one in off the window. One-point lead, Rushi. 4:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Here's Elkert, top of the circle, foul line. Runs into the paint area. A looping pass down inside for Reichert. Rushi got a fingernail on
it. It was touched.
And it went out of bounds. Not sure where Elkert was throwing that ball.
He was trying to drop it down to Reese down there, but he kind of threw it between two players.
Here's Reichert catching the baseline pass. He's doubled, goes up and under, and hits a five-footer. Heck of a feel by Reichert. He felt the pinch. He split the two defenders. They didn't want a foul. He nailed it. Timeout called. Tigers, 4:32 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center up one. On scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAG Inc. OH.com.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we thank Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? And also gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Here's Rushi starting play after the timeout. Superb post-up move in the paint by Jordan York, and he hit a short fadeaway.
They got a mismatch in there with Heitkamp guarding him. He can just go up over top of him if they let him catch it there.
Raiders by one. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Elkert circling on top. Outside the arc on the left of Platfoot. Gets a screen from Reichert. Wants to drive. Can't. Goes to Heitkamp. Deep right corner. Bounce pass into the paint to Aiden Reichert. Booted by a Rushi player. Jackson Center will throw in. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission Vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Heitkamp, top of the circle for Jackson Center, which is down one. Left corner, it is Elkert. Heitkamp straight away. He's on the bounce. Tigers trying to free up Jaron Reese or Aiden Reichert on the inside. Here's a drive by Elkert. He loops a pass or a shot toward the rim. It catches the iron. Reichert didn't receive it. The ball glanced off the hoop into the hands of a Raider. 3:22 left. Key stretch right here. Monier into York. York posting up. Heitkamp reaches around and hits him on the arm. 1-1 for York. Maybe not a bad foul for Jackson Center. York was going to get it pretty deep.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, there's a good coaching staff at the other end, too. They see the mismatch, and they're going to go to York until they make a decision.
Couple of big free throws here for York. He's got to get the first to make the second. And the foul shot is long. Aiden Reichert reaches up to latch onto the board. 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-40. Rushi in the lead by one. Here's Reichert against Kearns. Top of the circle, foul line. Drives on Daniel. Pulls up. He didn't come to a stop. He dragged the foot. He walked. Rushi's got it back up one. Jackson Center missed an opportunity, turned it over after Rushi misfired on the 1-1. Raiders ball when we come back. 3 minutes, 3 seconds left. 41-40, Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, once again, at stake in this game here tonight, not only is it a lower bracket sectional championship, Piqua Boys Division IV, the winner moves on to a district next Friday. Franklin Monroe, the opponent, the upper bracket sectional champ, Fort Loramie, takes on the Miami Valley Christian, Cincinnati Christian victor. That game going on right now at Cincinnati Taylor. In fact, it is over by now. It began at 6. Cincinnati Christian was the favored club. Times next Friday to be determined, no doubt by tomorrow night. Here is Rushi up one with the ball. Foul line, York on the arc to Monier. He jacks up a three, a little bit short. Hit the rim, backboard, fell off into the lap of Platfoot. Jackson Center an opportunity to go up one. Reichert hasn't touched it in good shooting position for quite a while for the Tigers offense. 2.5 left, fourth quarter. 1 point lead, Rushi. Right wing, Platfoot. Starts to drive against Monier, pulls up. Then reverses, comes back out to the top of the circle. Now near side. Here's a drive. Baseline left, Esther. Block.
Mason Daypour, having a heck of a block.
That is the biggest block of this game by far. Most outstanding defensive play of the contest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's the best game I've seen Mason Daypour play in 2 years.
Mason Daypour just crammed T.J. Esser, who seemed to have the angle driving in from the left corner. Here's York below the basket. Reverse layup for Rushi. Got it. George York. Super play by York. One to Daypour at one end, then York at the other. Great reverse layup. 3-point lead, Rushi. Here's Jackson Center, forecourt to the left. Rushi over guarding. Team foul 5. 8 on the Tigers. A minute 44 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-40 Raiders. Inbounding below the rim is Esther. Into the corner, Flatfoot. Starts to drive through the paint area to the basket. Banked it. It rolled off. Whistle blew. Foul, Raiders. 2 shots, Flatfoot.
Well, that was the fourth foul on Kearns, but they've got to keep him out there. There's no reason to sit him now with 1:41 to go.
In fact, Rushi head coach Dave Borchers is chatting with his staff about that very fact. Free throw by Flatfoot, swish. Calm, cool, collected. He's got ice water in his veins. His free throws rarely hit the rim. Here's Flatfoot. That was good. Did catch iron. Went through. And Rushi's lead is shaved to 1. A minute 41 to go in the fourth quarter.
I like the substitution. They got Reese in there now, and Reese is going to guard York.
Yep, Jaron Reese guarding Jordan York. York has been a thorn in the side of Jackson Center here in the second half. Raiders up 1. A minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Kearns at midcourt. Hand off to Daypour. Daypour on the arc. He's doubled. He's in trouble. And he's going to call a timeout. He had no choice. 1:17 to go. Both teams in the bonus. 6 fouls on Rushi. 8 on Jackson Center. Chuck, we will keep it right here.
I think that was that. Jackson's got 3 timeouts left. Rushi now has 2.
We'd like to tell our listeners all about LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The move to Jackson Center came in 1982. Locally, LaCal is very pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. At scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Here we go, final 77 seconds. Rushi in the lead by one. Raiders have got the ball. Both teams in the bonus. Here's York at midcourt. Guard of Maurice. York flips it near the timeline to Monier. Monier heads top of the circle. Foul line. Oh, he nearly walked. He could have. Not ruled so, though, by the official. Rushi still controls it. Monger down to one knee. Gets up. He's double-teamed in hot water. Deflected by Jackson Center. Stolen by Flatfoot. Flatfoot on the go. Down the floor. Up and in. Up and in. Flatfoot for the lead. Flatfoot got the deflection. It took it 60 feet. And Jackson Center leads by one. 44 seconds to go. 44-43. Tigers. Tenacious play by Jackson Center on defense, and away Flatfoot went. Chuck, it was a remarkable driving layup. Well done.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic was not easy.
Right, no, and I'll tell you what, I mean, Monier got himself in trouble twice out there, and nobody came to help him out.
Yep, he did. Monier in a couple precarious positions might have gotten away with a little bit of a shuffle on the first one. And then he got hemmed in far side of the floor by two Tigers. And then came a third. Ball was flicked away. Blackfoot gobbled up for Jackson Center. And he dashed the other direction. Rushi caught up with him. But the driving layup of Blackfoot was a marvelous one. And the degree of difficulty was pretty high.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous for the players. Wow.
That's what I mean. Somebody's going to lose, and that's going to be real sad.
Tension being felt. Here's a lob. Out high. Great pass. Beautiful throw. Sherman to York. York caught it. Reverse layup. Great play by the Raiders to answer. 22 seconds left. Rushi in the lead by one. 45-44. Elkridge got the ball 30 feet away. Here's Flatfoot with 15 to go against Monier. Flatfoot barges into the paint area. What do we have? Blocking foul, Rushi, 1-1 Tigers, and that's just the man Jackson Center would prefer to have at the strike.
Absolutely.
Trent Flatfoot is really special at knowing how to penetrate, get that contact, absorb it, get a two-shot foul out of it, or in this case, the 1-1. I don't think he was in the act of shooting,
though.
Free throw, Flatfoot, swish. He is so poised. Composure written all over his face, somehow, some way. 13.1 to go. We're tied at 45. Flatfoot for the lead. Step to the stripe. It's in the air. Right on target. Full timeout, Jackson Center, which has a one-point edge, 46-45. Trent Flatfoot took the bull by the horn. He put his nose to the grindstone. He made the driving layup 30 seconds ago. He sinks the two free throws here.
Well, that's a senior that doesn't want to turn his uniform in when he gets back to Jackson Center.
Yep. What's the scoreboard clock say, Chuck? Was it
if I remember correctly, maybe 12, 13 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been trying to watch. I hate these scoreboards that go to the countdown on the timeouts. Who cares how much time is counting down out of the timeout?
1 point lead, Jackson Center. Each team in the bonus, 46-45, Tigers. It has been an absolutely splendid lower bracket sectional championship.
This is a Pickwa's sectional final like we're used to.
Yep. Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, Route 25A. Will tailor an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. It is second to none. 492-1857 for Barker. 10 seconds left. Rushi with the ball.
A two-pointer wins it. Here's Daypour lobbing the pass down inside for York. It's tipped away. The Jackson Center and into the hands of P.J. Esser. 1.7 left. Mason Daypour, high right, thought he had York open. Jackson Center crowded him. Rushi Bench believes that York was collided with. He hit the deck hard. The ball went free. Tigers tracked it down. Esser was fouled. He's got the 1-1, 1.7 to go. Seven players in backcourt. Two along the line for Rushi. It's short. The rebound, Kearns. Hand off to Daypour. Daypour can't get a shot away. It's over. Jackson Center backs off Rushi. The one seed nips the three seed.
Wow.
46-45 in a thriller.
That was as good as it gets right there. What a terrific basketball game.
Well, it was a fairly low percentage pass by Daypour of Rushi down inside New York. You got the sense, Chuck, that Jackson Center believed it knew where Rushi might go with the ball.
They had gone that play the last three times down, and they had that thing surrounded. They needed to adjust, but Daypour had a terrific game. He threw what the coaches wanted him to throw.
Yep.
Jackson just made a good defensive play.
And the Jackson Center Tigers advanced to 20-5 on the year. Tigers' 20th win, and they've got a winnable district game against Franklin Monroe next Friday at the UD Arena.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, that was as good a basketball game as you're ever going to see. Two terrific coaching. The matchups back and forth were amazing. The kids played great.
Yep.
It was a well played basketball game.
And Rushi winds up the year 16-9. Some outstanding seniors, superb players, good ambassadors for Rushi High School. We will miss them. We run them down: Will Sherman, Michael York, Jordan York, Daniel Kearns, Carter Francis, Evan Monier. That's a great senior class. That's all there is to it. 12th graders graduating this spring at Rushi High School. Won't be on the basketball floor here at Rushi next year. We will miss them. Rushi will miss them. Terrific players, outstanding student athletes. And again, those young men I just mentioned, excellent ambassadors for Rushi High School. Fans filing out. We're being jammed in the back here.
I'm taking a couple of shots, but you know what? I'm tough.
We are here at courtside at Pickwick's Garber Gym on the Jackson Center side, and they are exuberant as they leave. Again, the seniors for Rushi: Will Sherman, Michael York, Jordan York, Daniel Kearns, Carter Francis, Evan Monier. What a collection of 12th graders playing their last basketball for Rushi here tonight. Jackson Center nips the Raiders by a point, 46-45. Jackson Center bound and determined to not allow Rushi to get the ball in deep to Kearns or York there in the final seconds.
Yeah, they were going to force them to take a shot from the outside, and they had their game plan, that Rushi knew what they wanted to do. If he catches that, I mean, they had a mismatch, but yep. They surrounded York.
Sure,
York
did.
Had a heck of a basketball game.
Yeah, he did. And Jordan was splendid in this contest. Rushi had the ball out of bounds with 13 ticks left and consumed four or five, casually getting the ball up over the timeline, and then cut it down pretty close on that lob pass to
right.
York. And when the ball was shaken free,
1.2 seconds.
Yep, that's all that remained, 1.2. When Esser missed the front end of the 1-1, although at that point it was pretty academic, Rushi was going to need a miracle.
Well, you almost want the miss right there, because if he makes them both, now you're up three, yes, but they can set something up out of bounds. That way, it's just scattercord, and they didn't have a shot to get a shot off.
Not sure if Esser did miss it intentionally.
Well, let's say he did.
That was the right strategy,
yeah.
Though. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Chuck. But Messer's shot was short. Esser's shot was short, I should say. And when Kearns grabbed the rebound, boom, the clock started.
Yep, that was it. That was the ball game. And you feel bad for the Rushi kids, and, you know, they had a heck of a year.
We'd like to advise our listeners to stay close to the scoresbroadcast.com website. District times in boys action will be announced
sometime tomorrow. I'm sure no later than Monday, probably tomorrow afternoon. And shortly thereafter, we will post our webcast schedule for next week. We will miss Chuck McBee, who will not be with us again until more than likely March 12th, 1 week from Tuesday.
I'm flying back in, and boy, as long as they changed me from Washington, D.C. to Chicago, and yep. that I wish they hadn't done that, because you never know what you're going to get in Chicago in March, but I hope to be back, and I hope to be there to see the game, that's for sure.
On Tuesday, March 12th, we could conceivably have a contest from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, pitting, could be, Fort Loramie Jackson Center regional semifinals.
Well, that wouldn't be bad to watch, would it?
How about that?
It wouldn't be bad to watch.
Oh, what a night here at Piqua. Again, as we noted, some lopsided games here in this sectional tournament, but this lower bracket championship made up for those very disappointing games, which were won by 20 and 30 points.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, in the way they'd seed anymore, you're not going to get great first-round games.
No.
Sometimes you get two teams that aren't very good that play each other that have to go play the best team. But, that's just the way it works. They've changed the seeding, and I don't like it, but they've never asked me.
More than likely, we'll have a contest for you at 6 on Wednesday from Springfield. Girls Division III Regional. That could be Versailles against top-ranked Waynesville.
Yeah, that could be a fun one. I'm going to miss that because I'm flying out early, but yeah, it's hard for me to ask them at work if I can take the day off.
Waynesville did win its district game, ranked number one in the state, girls D3 most of the year. The opponent, Versailles.
My money's on Versailles.
We'll be there at 6 o'clock pregame time, Springfield on Wednesday night. We do know for a fact we'll be at Vidalia Butler on Thursday. Regional semis, girls Division IV. We'll have both contests for you. Minster, if it wins tonight against New Knoxville, that game should be over. Minster was playing New Knoxville this evening. If Minster wins tonight, it plays Tri-Village in Game 1 on Wednesday. Game 2 on Wednesday would be Fort Loramie against Legacy Christian. Tip times 6:15 and 8. And we'll be on the web, online, live here on scoresbroadcast.com on Thursday night at 6 for the girls' D4 doubleheader from Vidalia Butler. Same time, 6 o'clock, single game for Sales Waynesville girls' D3 on Wednesday. Now, we know we're going to have two boys Division IV district championship games on Friday. We don't know the times. It could be 5:30, 7:30. Might be the opening pair down at the UD Arena. Fort Loramie in one of them. Jackson Center against Fort Loramie, or Jackson Center against Franklin Monroe in the other. Fort Loramie's opponent, likely Cincinnati Christian. That game's over. Cincinnati Christian was playing Miami Valley Christian down at Taylor. The winner of that game, Fort Loramie's opponent on Friday, Franklin Monroe plays Jackson Center. There is still a very good chance for a couple of Shelby County schools to play in the regional semis at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That would be a week from Tuesday, and I think it's the first game of that twin bill, if I'm not mistaken. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
There's some numbers that jump out at you. Rushi was 20 of 30 from the floor, and that is 67%. 2 of 6 shooting threes. Got a little better in the second half.
And got beat.
And 3 of 5 from the free throw line.
20 of 30 and lost.
Yeah. Jackson was 14 of 33. That's 42%. 7 of 17 from three. There's your difference right there. They made 5 more threes, and they were 11 of 13 from the free throw line. 18 to 14 rebound advantage for Rushi. 3-1 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Jackson turned it 7. Rushi turned it 12 times. The individual scoring for Rushi, they got 16 out of Jordan York. He was terrific. They got 11 out of Daniel Kearns and 10 from Mason Dapor. On the other side, 16 for Trent Platfoot and 9 for Christopher Elkert. They got 7 from Reichert and 7 from T.J. Esser. They scored 46. They were 11 of 13 from the free throw line and weathered a team that shot 67% from the floor and still lost the basketball game. What a terrific, terrific game. And Jack is back here with the winning coach, Scott Elkert.
Head coach Scott Elkert joins us here at courtside at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Jackson Center Tigers win the lower bracket sectional championship. And for Jackson Center on the year, that's 20, let's see, how many wins for you? 20,
that's
I think.
20. Woo. Yep, 20.
20 and 5. On to play Franklin Monroe at a time to be determined next Friday at the UD Arena. How'd you get it done? As Chuck just noted, you weathered 20 of 30 shooting from the floor by Rushi to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great plan. They took it at us inside, and we battled, I felt. And most of their shots, I felt we challenged them inside. Their kids just stepped up and made big buckets.
Let's salute the Rushi Raiders.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you guys have done enough our games. We have these type of games on an annual basis. I mean, it's back and forth, you know. And, you know, I'm looking at this offensive rebounding stat that we only gave up one offensive rebound, which is incredible to them. But then I'm also looking at they shot 67%, so they didn't have near as many offensive rebounding opportunities they typically do. But I am extremely happy that we battled the way we did there, especially, you know, at the end, because Rushi's lethal when they start spreading the floor with that lead. And we had to find a way to make a play, but it's not surprising that Trent Platfoot came up with a couple huge plays, considering this was his 12th game on this floor. So he's he's 11-1 down here. And honestly, Chip had asked me this when I got here. He's like, "How many years in a row is this for you?" And I said, "Honestly, Chip, this is 8 years in a row. This will be our sixth time advancing out here in 8 years, and that's a testament to our kids, but it's a true blessing too. And don't think that we don't count that blessing, because it really is."
Coach, congratulations. That is an accomplishment, to say the very least. You took 33 shots from the floor. 17 were threes. You hit a good percentage. 7 of 17, the difference in the game. Yes, Platfoot, a couple great plays late. Boy, he knows how to draw contact when he enters the paint. Down one, he forced the action, got below the foul stripe. He knew he would get bodied, and he knew he'd sink two free throws, and he did.
I mean, he did. I mean, honestly, I told the kids before the game, in big games, players make big plays, and I said, "I'm staying out of the way tonight. You guys make plays, and I'm going to let my assistant coaches work their magic, because no disrespect to anyone, but I feel like I've got as good of a staff as anybody around. My coaches are incredible at the work that they do and the plans that they put together." So,
Aiden Riker, Trent Platfoot, Christopher Elkert never came out of the game.
That's standard for us. So, I mean, you know what I mean? We're always Iron Men. You know, you got to be. So, he was solid for sure.
A lot of ebb and flow in this game, and you got a big three-point basket from Garrett Heitkamp. He missed his first three, but wasn't really close on those. But I tell you what, he was darned and determined. He sized up one late in this contest and drained it for you.
Yeah, and he's been doing that for us over the last third of the season. So we were more than happy that, even though he had missed them, to continue to shoot that, because he's capable of knocking down some shots.
Talking with head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center, whose team beat Rushi tonight 46-45. Rushi Raiders graduating several outstanding seniors off this roster. We named them for us a few minutes ago. Scott, one more quick comment from you regarding this game tonight. Recap what went on in the last 12, 13 seconds when Rushi had the ball and came down the floor. Mason Daypour is parked out high. He looked inside with 4 or 5 seconds left. And then what happened?
Well, we took the timeout knowing full well we're up one.
Right.
They had hurt us in the paint all night. I mean, we knew that ball was getting into the paint in some capacity. So we just reviewed with the kids what their specials were, how we were going to be disruptive, and we had a guy assigned to just staying in the paint and not coming out to provide that double, whoever it was. And TJ, another senior, stepped up and made a great play.
TJ Esser got a mitt on it, batted it away, and that was all she wrote.
Yep.
A great defense at the end. Thanks, head coach.
Thank
Scott
you, guys.
Elkert.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to Coach Elkert at Jackson Center. His Tigers victorious tonight by one over Rushi. Final tally, 46-45. Again, the Raiders with several seniors off this team, outstanding student-athletes, fine ambassadors for Rushi. Will Sherman, Michael York, Jordan York, Daniel Kearns, Carter Francis, Evan Monier. Again, Chuck, we'll see you 1 week from Tuesday.
I'll be back, unless it's just so nice down there I don't get on my plane.
Well, it will be nice. You might miss your flight.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
I'd miss my dog too much. I got to come back.
You never know. They might cancel something on you, although you'll relish the opportunity to stay.
Yeah, if they cancel it in Orlando and not in Chicago, yes.
Oh, right. But, again, for our listeners, pay attention to the website, scoresbroadcast.com. For sure, a game at 6:15 on Wednesday from Springfield, Versailles, Waynesville girls. Webcast time at 6, for sure. Doubleheader from Vandalia Butler on Thursday. Girls Division 4 regional semis. Minster in game 1. If Minster beat New Knoxville tonight, Minster would take on Tri-Village in the opener. Fort Loramie Legacy Christian in game 2 next Thursday from Butler. Next Friday, we don't know the times yet, Jackson Center Tigers will play Franklin Monroe in one of the 3 district games at UD. I think they're scheduled for 5:30, 7:30, 8:30, or 5:30, 7:30, and 9:30. Fort Loramie is in one of them, as is Jackson Center. And we don't know officially Fort Loramie's opponent either, Cincinnati Christian, which was favored tonight down at Cincinnati Taylor over Miami Valley Christian. We do know that the Fort Loramie coaching staff was there down in Cleves for that game tonight between Cincy Christian and Miami Valley Christian. Cincy Christian, the favorite. That'll be a very good game. Fort Loramie will have its hands full with Cincy Christian. The Cougars are mighty tough.
Right.
Jackson Center, with a winnable game over an up-and-coming Franklin Monroe team, which surprised everyone by coming out of one of the 2 Troy sections.
I can't remember the kid's name, but they have a stud, Franklin.
Conley.
Yep, he is a stud. We saw him play last year at Fort Loramie in a regular season game.
Yeah.
He's a good basketball player. We still need to do the Clancy's. We haven't done Clancy's.
Okay,
yet.
You're on.
So for Rushi, I'm going to go with Mason Dayport, who I thought played the best game I've seen him play in 2 years, both ends of the floor, and Jordan York. He was terrific. He had 16. On the other side, Trent Platfoot and Christopher Elkert.
Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Very good selections. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And last we heard, Chuck, with a half minute left, Sydney trails Springfield by 5, so we may or may not have to consider in our schedule a Sydney district game next Saturday. We could put it on the card of webcast for us if Sydney won tonight and played next Saturday afternoon. That remains to be seen. We will have a girls D4 regional championship from Butler 1 week from tonight, 7:30 tip, webcast time at 7:10. During the afternoon next Saturday, not sure, could have, for example, a Versailles girls regional championship game. And 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday, don't forget now, boys Division 3 will play its district games on Sunday. That's 1 week from tomorrow. and the Anarockets and Versailles Tigers are both there. So we could have two games on that Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow. We don't know what times yet. They could be the first two back-to-back. But at any rate, somewhere between 8 and 10 webcasts for you next week and next weekend total here on Scores Broadcast.
Well, I love my son, so I'm going to go to his wedding, but I'm going to be sad to miss those games. I haven't said this to him, but he couldn't have picked a worse weekend to get married. And
no,
but
you know what? 78 degrees and sunny.
Okay, I can understand that. Yes, there are pluses to it.
Oh, what a blast! So much fun. Great game, Mr. Jordan York. Great game. Outstanding senior for the Rushi Raiders filing out here.
Yep, they're going to miss him.
At Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Again, how many points for Jordan tonight?
He was 7 for 11 from the floor. He had 16.
He was special.
Yep.
He was special. And head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center noted what we had alluded in the last moment there of the game. We figured that Jackson Center would be banking on the last pass to go down inside somewhere to York or Kearns. And not sure that Rushi necessarily tipped its hand, but Jackson Center was going to give Rushi a lengthy jump shot.
Right.
But they weren't going to give Rushi a pass into the post.
No. And I mean, if you take a look at this, Rushi had a 14-point advantage in the paint, and Jackson had a 15-point advantage on shooting threes. There's your 1-point difference.
Exactly. Good observation. And as head coach Scott Elkert mentioned, what, in the last 8 years here to Pickwa's Garbery Gym for sectionals, the Tigers have come out six times. Six of eight.
And he said, we feel blessed, and we don't take it for granted,
no.
Which you can't, because there's no easy way. I mean, Laramie found that out last night. They did not have an easy way out, even though it should have been easier than this one tonight.
Yeah. Jeff Bray has just alerted us that Andre Gordon for Sydney has just drilled a home run ball, a three-pointer, to enable Sydney to close within three of Springfield with 20-some seconds to go at Vandalia Butler.
And they used their last timeout, so they need a stop. They need somebody from Springfield to
need a steal, a foul, a missed free throw, something to get the ball back. Can't allow Springfield to net a point on the Wildcats' next possession. A lot of fun, and we're down.
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're down to 15 or 16 basketball games left in our scoresbroadcast.com season.
Well, the pressure's on you because I expect to go to Columbus and do some games, so you need to get them through these regionals.
You know what? We could have a large handful.
I know.
We could have a boys' team from Shelby County, maybe Versailles girls, Fort Loramie or Minster, either one. You can almost bank on those two.
Oh,
yeah, count on that. So, and if those teams we just described get through the region and go to state finals, haven't even talked about Anna.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to have to get by Purcell Marion. That's going to be tough to get out of the region. But they're a really, really good basketball team, too. They're the best team in the Shelby County League.
But we could, during state championship Final Four week, we could be over there 4 days in a row and have maybe as many as, what, count them, 3, 6, 9, maybe 8 to 12 games in addition after boys' district and girls' regional week next week.
This week, yeah. And I mean, I'm over there for the state tournament every year anyway. I just soon get in free and go sit down on the court.
Well, we've run down our sponsors numerous times here tonight. We'll just read through our anchors briefly for you once more. Great thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Anchor, sponsor Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, for additional savings. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp will give you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Plus, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission vets, helping vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, on-site engineering. Until Wednesday evening at about 6 p.m., Jack Kramer bidding you good evening from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, where the Jackson Center Tigers have won the lower bracket boys Division IV sectional championship, edging Rushi 46-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Initially, and then when he brought it back out, he held it too long. It's got to go right back to Daypour. I mean, were they out of timeouts at that point?
They were out. They were out of timeouts.
At that point, yeah. Yeah, oh boy. Wow. Jackson shoots the three better. That was the difference. In the
Springfield won 65-60.
That takes Sydney out of the equation. 2 years in a row. Couldn't win the big one. Couldn't win